Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brendan Cole, and let's be real, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high with happiness, the next minute you're plummeting into a pit of despair. But guess what? You don't have to just ride this emotional roller coaster blindly. There are ways to navigate those ups and downs with grace, strength, and even a little bit of Stoic wisdom. Today, we are diving deep into some powerful Stoic techniques that can help you manage your emotions like a pro. Think of it as your emotional toolkit, the secret weapons for staying calm, collected, and resilient in the face of whatever life throws at you. First up, let's talk about negative visualization. Now, I know what you're thinking. Negativity? Isn't that counterproductive? Not quite. Think of it like prepping for a storm. You wouldn't just sit there and wait for the rain to hit, would you? No way. You'd batten down the hatches, secure everything, and be ready to weather the storm. That's exactly what negative visualization does for your emotions. By mentally preparing for potential setbacks or negative situations, you can actually reduce their impact when they do occur. It's like training your mind to stay calm and collected, even when things get rough. Ever felt that sinking feeling when a deadline looms? Yeah, imagine facing it with a clear head and a strategic plan because you already envisioned it in your mind. Second, we have cognitive reframing. This is all about shifting your perspective. Remember that time you stubbed your toe and the world instantly seemed bleak? Well, cognitive reframing is like putting on a different pair of glasses, ones that allow you to see the situation with more clarity and less negativity. Instead of dwelling on the pain, you might remind yourself that it's just a temporary annoyance and that bigger things are going on in your life. This isn't about ignoring your feelings, it's about choosing how you interpret them. Next up is premeditatio malorum. Now this one sounds fancy, but it's actually quite simple. Think about potential problems beforehand and plan your responses. It's like having a mental first aid kit for life's inevitable curveballs. By anticipating challenges, you can come up with solutions and strategies so when they do arise, you are not caught off guard. Think about that big presentation coming up. Wouldn't it feel great to have already mentally rehearsed your responses to potential questions or hiccups? Remember living in the present moment. It's easy to get bogged down by past regrets or future anxieties, but the Stoics knew that true happiness lies in appreciating the present. By focusing on what's happening right now, you can avoid getting swept away by negative emotions. Ever felt overwhelmed by your to-do list? Take a deep breath, step away from the screen, and savor a moment of quiet or enjoy a simple cup of coffee. Finally, remember virtue is its own reward. The Stoics believed that living a virtuous life one guided by wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance was the ultimate goal. When you focus on doing what's right, even when it's difficult, you cultivate inner peace and resilience. You know that feeling of satisfaction after helping someone in need or standing up for what you believe in? That's virtue at work. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're walking down the street, minding your own business, when suddenly someone cuts you off, nearly causing an accident. Your first reaction might be anger, frustration, maybe even road rage. But remember what we talked about today. Negative visualization, cognitive reframing, living in the present moment. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling of irritation without letting it control you. Remind yourself that this person likely didn't mean to cause harm and that it's just a minor inconvenience. Focus on your own safety and continue walking, allowing the anger to dissipate. By employing these Stoic techniques, you can turn a potentially negative situation into an opportunity for emotional growth and resilience. So there you have it, some powerful tools from Stoicism to help you manage your emotions like a champion. Remember, mastering your emotions isn't about suppressing them, it's about understanding them, navigating them with wisdom, and ultimately living a more fulfilling life. Ready to put these techniques into action? Start by choosing one that resonates with you the most and practice it throughout the week. Pay attention to how it affects your emotional state, and don't be afraid to experiment until you find what works best for you. And hey, if you have any insights or experiences to share, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from all of you. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep building that Stoic state of mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.